The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisonics Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Welcome, all my fans, back to another edition of the No Nonsense Show, where I got Jamie Mack, the farewell sore loser of the Philadelphia Eagles. Them boy, them real birds, put it on them fake head little Tweety birds over the course of the weekend. If y'all didn't know, I'm a fucking Falcons fan. You know what I'm saying? Be honest, he's still just waving on the fence. He a Falcons fan, but
waving on the fence.
Waving. Okay. No, wavering.
Okay, yeah.
That is the right word?
Yeah.
I did that?
What? I did fucking wavering on anything.
You are kind
of... fuck the Falcons all day long. I'll watch them because they're my team. I don't have a choice. But fuck the Falcons.
You're not going to rock a Falcon tumbler and a Falcon hat?
I got a Falcon hat that I wore yesterday to represent the city.
You put eye black on?
I did not.
I got to find me some because I said I got to find me some this year. But look, J-Mac,
fuck the Falcons. I'm gonna be honest. Fuck the Falcons.
Hey, look, I'm
we're not here for that shit.
We almost gave it away, man. What is that? Some Georgia socks?
That's your knee brace?
They're my Georgia flip flops that I got on. Normally I'd be I'm just a Georgia boy representing.
Why was he so happy to show you that?
But I got my Falcon shoes in the car.
So what about Puma? Who was that representing?
That's representing Puma, but I just throw this shit on. I had it on physical therapy.
What's that other thing? Oh, you ain't got nothing representing the crib?
What crib?
Crib.
See, we ain't got shit. I do.
He's taking a sip out of the tumbler. Yeah. He keeps taking sips.
Yeah. Probably, it takes a sip.
Mississippi.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
Hey, look, but yeah, we don't have no team there. But you know, I've been in ATL.
There's no
for a long
team
time.
In Mississippi at all, is there?
Yes, nope. There are.
College don't count.
Well, it counts. He just showed me some college flip flops.
I've been trying to figure out why that we got to college. Anything? We were talking about the Falcons and the Eagles. The Falcons beat the shit out of the Eagles.
He's carrying over the stuff.
Falcons beat the shit out of the Eagles.
I'm not paying no attention to that.
No, they beat the shit out of the Eagles.
They didn't.
The score doesn't represent how the beating actually was. That I don't know what the fuck happened when McCown came in the game. What's his name? McCown? Okay. McCown? How do you pronounce it?
See, this is that nigga 50 still out there throwing a good pass.
You guys got me into this shit. I was just going to try to have a normal show. But no, we want to talk about this.
Y'all traded Neil Bortz away. What's his name?
This is the facts. This is the facts, right?
Isn't they Neil Bortz?
You guys won, right?
Yes.
On a Julio Jones touchdown.
No, it don't matter. Falcons touchdown, nigga.
It was Julio Jones touchdown.
A Falcons touchdown.
Okay, but it was Julio.
The big
scored,
white boy
right?
Squashed somebody. He was very much a part of it. Matt Ryan had to throw the pass.
What down was that?
Sanu made a block too.
Hey. He didn't touch anybody. But what down was that?
It doesn't matter.
The down before he needed to
come on, guys. Hey, guys,
enough
doing?
Downs left to score a touchdown.
Don't be hostile.
Let's talk about the motherfuckers.
Can we talk about how Jay Smooth
is
straddling me right now? Like, why is he leaning
and
in?
Yes.
I'm not.
Can
I'm
you
not
back that shit up a little
no,
bit?
No. He kept going underneath.
No, J-Man, you know the crazy shit I was telling, be honest, at therapy. They had me doing a fucking exercise where I had to scoot around in a chair, use one leg to just scoot. You know, and just strengthen my ham. And
so that's what was going on.
And shit. So in this chair, I'm just rolling. And I wasn't paying attention. I had realized I had to look up. I'm like, what the fuck?
You didn't realize how close you had gotten.
I didn't realize it, man.
They have a genre.
I should be sitting on
this. They have a genre for that.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, no, when there's two girls.
We're not going there. We're not doing that.
What are they called? Tribbing?
Yeah, tribbing.
He was trying to trib me. Nigga, stop trying to trib me. The fuck is wrong with you?
Let me do like this under the motherfucking the thing like this. Yeah. But yeah, under the table. But
hey, I almost wrecked fucking Mosley because.
Wrecked him?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, I almost punted his ass because I thought he was Jay Smooth playing footsies under the table.
And he came,
come on,
and he came
no,
by
I
me.
I didn't know.
He came by me. I said, what the fuck is that?
Did you hear what he just
you
said?
You got to stop getting high, man.
No, he said, Jay Smooth said, as he starts to try to scooch under, he said, let me do something underneath the table. I don't know how far his little leg. I know they don't go that long, but next thing I know, I felt something on my foot.
Come on, man. Don't kick my dog.
I didn't.
Okay, thank you.
That motherfucker be like, or he'd be like, Pasco!
So, enough downs left to score a touchdown.
No. Let's be clear. It was fourth down.
Doesn't matter.
No, it does.
How many downs do you get?
No, your argument.
How many downs do you get?
No, listen. Your argument was that you guys
beat the shit out of you. Yes.
That's like a fucking team winning in the bottom of the ninth inning at the last strike saying that we blew that fucking team out.
No, why? Because it's fourth down?
Jimmy, I think
you had one. You were down to your last shot.
Do you play Madden? Do you play Madden?
No.
You've never played Madden.
He loved. No, you asked me, do I play Madden? I said,
okay,
no.
Have you played Madden?
96.
You full of shit.
No, Randall Cunningham, nigga.
Are you
sprint
a
right.
Punt? Are you a punt on fourth down, nigga?
No, Randall Cunningham. I don't even run. I don't pass the ball, nigga. 96 Madden. I just sprint right, sprint left, nigga.
Exactly.
From the shotgun.
We just playing Madden, bro. That's how we do it. We playing Madden on the Eagles. That's how, you know, spin move. We didn't even do a spin move, nigga. It wasn't even a juke.
Hey, did they
next topic.
Did you check the medical report today for your team? Because, nigga, like nine niggas went out.
It was bad.
They had golf carts for each one of the players.
Look, but look, though, not just that, though. We're making out, man. Drew Brees is out for 6 weeks.
Oh, that's sweet. There's a lot of people out.
But I'm talking about Roethlisberger? I'm talking about our division. I don't care a shit about Roethlisberger.
Yeah, he
that's
gone
my
too.
Wife's stupid team.
Yeah. They fucked.
6 weeks. Drew Brees, they're not going to make the playoffs.
How hard do you think it was the dude had, like, brick paw hands, like, or... Is he just delicate?
He must be just getting old and brittle.
But the dude he hit is a big motherfucker.
Who is it, Donald?
Yeah, Donaldson.
He didn't hit him. That dude hit him.
Well, he just put his hand on. He threw it in. He threw his hand into
his
Donaldson's
hand. Is like a mallet.
Right, like a big fucking mason block.
That dude is like 99% muscle, though.
Ripped his shit. Like, I mean, like tore ligaments.
How is
shit.
He like 20% fat and 99% muscle?
That don't make no sense, right?
But he is, though, because he's not skinny. You know what I'm saying? But he's also like all muscle.
He is.
That shit is crazy.
That motherfucker is unequationable.
I put it like this. I would not want to stand up and have to go against that dude. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have to like line up across from him.
I was watching
for
a
lot of money
last night with the end of it with A-Love and fucking Carson Wentz gets dragged down and they show it in slow motion and
that
dude's
nigga was
pulling
on
him
his
down.
Knees.
Right. And that's the play. And she looks at it in slow motion. She's like, damn, in slow motion, you see their bodies go through a lot.
Yeah.
Like, and like his foot was like twisted
turned sideways underneath. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's every play though.
Right.
I mean, that happens every down that you guys are in. Fuck football.
Honestly, I don't want my quarterback doing that.
No.
I don't care about the pass and the catch. I would rather we live to next week.
Yeah, he be tripping.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He got too much of that in him.
We got 17 weeks, man.
He made it a full season. He got too much of that in.
Come on, man.
Hey, this nigga is the Bionic Man, because that nigga real, they kept hitting him in the chest. He kept coming back like...
They gave him something at halftime, because before half, he was
that
fucked.
That nigga was fucked. Yeah, them rib cage. And he had the rib, the brace on.
Everybody wears that. All quarterbacks wear a rib brace.
Even fat people, huh?
Yeah. Well, all quarterbacks.
Like, okay.
I don't think everybody wear just quarterbacks.
No, I was just thinking that fat people
it's like
don't,
the flag jacket.
Yeah.
Which collar got popped out there? Goddamn Snoop got popped.
Yeah,
fuck the Falcons.
There were a lot of hits. Yeah, but fuck the Falcons, man. I have no faith in them because of shit like last night.
You guys shouldn't have won that game.
That one hit where
Philly, we sucked.
Look,
that
one hit where Philly caught that bitch in the end zone and got that pop by Allen. That nigga said he didn't want that ball no more. They said,
nobody knows what you're saying because you use so many pronouns.
Allen popped that nigga number 37, popped the nigga in the end zone. The nigga had that bitch in head. He got hit. Pop, nigga, I'm good.
I don't remember.
I'm good.
Hell, I remember that.
J Mac remember the shit.
I didn't see
it. You heard it on the motherfucking satellite radio, nigga, listening to it in the car.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
I got satellite on the phone too.
Oh, okay. Oh, balling ass nigga. But yeah, the moral of the story, guys, if you just joining in, the Eagles took an L by them good birds, the real birds. Hey, what do y'all think about the little commercials that they be doing now where the motherfuckers just be going back and forth at each other shit?
Mm-mm.
Y'all see them shit?
I don't watch commercials.
It was like the shit where, you know, now what they're doing is they like that shit talk. You know what I mean?
Uh-uh.
You might shit talk about each one of our team. Well, niggas like when you go talk to somebody in Dallas and shit, they be like, well, how many championships you got? Niggas be like, well, I don't have none, but when was the last time y'all were champion? They be doing that shit.
I haven't seen that. I was too busy promoting our show.
They have commercials?
Like yeah, that, they had something before
even,
the game.
I don't even understand
how that works. Before the game started.
That's not a commercial.
It was a commercial on. It came on before the game, but it was a commercial.
So it was like an intro to the game?
Before the game, yeah.
What was the commercial for? What company?
It wasn't a company.
It's not a commercial.
NFL.
It's not a commercial.
So pregame shit.
It's just some taunting shit.
Commercial.
It's a skit, basically.
Okay, commercial.
No, I didn't watch
this commercial.
Yeah, I tune in to watch football. I don't tune in to watch the uniforms and shit.
All right.
Never fucking forget that shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
9/11, never forget. Hey, that shit just passed. Happy post-9.
Yeah, post-9. So, are we still never forgetting, or what'd you do for happy 9/11 today? Or is it happy or sad? Just, okay, so that's the question. Do we celebrate it by being sad, or do we celebrate it in like happiness?
I have to celebrate it.
Why?
It's my son's birthday.
No. Not that part of it. It's not about you right now. Right.
Oh, okay.
It had nothing to do with you or your son.
But I still do.
3,000 Americans died. Who gives a fuck?
I give a fuck. Because, you know, I do actually. Now, I'm not going to be crying like motherfucking my boy from Black on Both Sides.
King Kunta?
Yeah. I ain't going to be crying like him, you know, because he get a little emotional. And shit like that. And J-Mac get a little emotional when motherfuckers die and shit like that. You know, these Cali motherfuckers, they get real sensitive.
What are we talking about?
I'm talking about the 9/11. So even though it's been 18
about?
Years on the plus side, right?
Here we go.
18 years on 9/11. The plus side. I still go back to that day and I think about what I was doing that morning.
What it got
to
do with you, my nigga? What does it have to do with you?
You know what I'm saying? So
how do you celebrate?
Hold on, I'm just telling you. My hearts go out to the families who lost
both of them,
their others, you know, others in that tragic day, you know, in this great country. You know what I'm saying? But I do celebrate. You know, I make sure I don't get on a plane that day, day before, day after. Nigga, we good. So I just wanted to say all that to say.
How'd you celebrate, Jimmy Mac? Did you celebrate or what did you do for that?
It was a work day, wasn't it?
It was. No. I was at work, minding my fucking business.
I was.
Just like I was the day that the planes hit the building.
Yeah.
Shit, I was off.
Is it too soon to make jokes about 9/11?
Nick, no, I mean, listen, what is it? Hold on.
What you gonna say, Brianna?
Why are you laughing already? I didn't say I had it.
He's ready though, right?
That's fucked up.
Brianna, what you gonna say about 9/11?
If it's so fucked up, why you laughing?
No,
I'm saying that's because I want to see the fucked up shit. You going to hell?
He didn't want to see. He did not. He's bullshit.
You going to hell?
He wanted to be a part of that so bad. What you got to say, Brianna?
No, because I'm not gonna joke. I'm not going to hell.
No, you were just so happy that someone else. You've been wanting a joke. That weak ass speech you just gave.
Didn't have one.
But you wanted to joke 9/11, but you weren't sure how it was going to come across.
Next topic.
So then when Beyonce,
go ahead and say what you were about Beyonce to say.
When Beyonce said that he was going to go ahead and say something.
We're fine. You good.
You was like, yeah, go ahead, because you wanted to.
Okay, we heard that, nigga.
Yeah. No, I didn't have a joke. I was just saying it too soon to joke.
No, I mean, you know, 18 years.
Chris Rock did it on the Tonight Show. I mean, on Saturday Night Live a few years ago, and people kind of got mad, and then I haven't heard anything about it since. I think one of the roast sessions, somebody said something about one of the comics' dad who died in 9/11 building. Like, that's the only time. I've only heard two jokes about 9/11, period.
I don't even know what, you know, how you come at it to make it a funny angle. That doesn't, I mean, you could talk about, there's discussion.
So what are some deaths that are funny? Are there deaths that are funny, especially in a mass situation?
Yeah, when someone doing some dumb shit. Like, I mean, like, Crocodile Hunter. Like, come on, bro.
Because he was putting himself in a position,
right?
Like, but would you
Evel Knievel?
Would you have ever thought a stingray was going to sting you in your?
We knew something was going to get him.
Never,
though, right?
I never thought they had a spear at the end of the back.
But
of them.
Forget it. Forget
this. Did
spear.
You know that?
No. But thank you. See, his death enlightened us all.
Oh, so his death is at a purpose.
Yeah, but
because the next time you're swimming,
yeah, I don't fuck with them stingrays. Where you think they like cool and shit, right? They ain't cool.
Right.
But the whole point of it is you thought though, right? You there was a high likelihood of this nigga who likes to fuck with venomous snakes and fucking scorpions and crocodiles and all that shit, he's gonna get it.
I didn't think he ever would.
I did. I knew that was coming. It's like a nigga in a motherfucking gang. You gonna die or go to jail eventually.
Oh,
my nigga.
I hear people say that. That's not accurate though.
Most niggas do.
So there are no gang members that have never been to jail?
Nah.
Not never been to jail for no dumb shit. I'm talking about like real jail, like prison. There's no gang members that have never been to prison.
They young, probably.
So all gang members after...
Most of them. So there's going to be some, obviously, to be honest. Yeah. But the high majority, yes.
The high majority.
Most flunkies go to jail.
Like 95%?
95% of gang members are either in real prison sentences or dead.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I mean, at some point, you get out. I mean, they're not all life sentences.
You don't get out of death.
I mean, but prison. They're not all life sentences, right? So, but they've gone, yes.
Yeah, but I'm saying, long enough to them, when they get out, they're not no longer wanting to be gang members, or they come back out and still gang members?
Yeah, nobody. Then they all gang members still.
So you're 55. You're coming back as a gang member? I'm not.
Yes.
Nigga, fuck y'all and your gang.
Nah.
55?
Nah.
No, you got to just
call it OG, isn't it?
Yeah, niggas ain't that. It don't work that way.
Nah, it does work that way.
It doesn't.
It does. Malcolm X came out and was a fucking orator.
He was never in a gang. He had a couple of homies.
He was really gang members. Most gang members aren't really. They're just part of it, but they're not really ever doing anything for real. It's just it's the name. It's the likeness.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you think that every gang member? Okay, so
you have to do something first off to be in the.
You're
game.
Saying every gang member is also real.
You can't get into the gang without being real.
Okay, so we're talking about 2019 gangs. Are we talking about back when you were young gangs?
Back when I was young. I don't know nothing about these young niggas.
You're telling me 2019 gang members are real, all of them?
No.
I don't think all of them are. There are some
sure.
that are still heavily in and you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm afraid of the not real ones.
There are music artists who are gang members now. And they weren't before they were artists, before they were famous.
But that's my point is what I was saying is too. I'm afraid of the not real gang members probably more than I am the real gang members. The real gang members have an understanding where
there's a code, somewhat. Yeah,
the young they don't know nothing about nothing. They just trying to get reps and the easiest way they don't want to fight. The easiest way is to shoot somebody.
Yeah, but they don't want to go to jail for real. They want to just wear the colors and look cute.
People don't think about jail until they get locked up.
What's funny? Did they get locked up?
Yeah. I'm just thinking about
that. Funny?
The mentality is that's funny to think about it, but it's very real. I don't think most people that are out there doing crimes think about the jail aspect of it until they're fucking sitting there in an interrogation room.
Right.
Like on First 48, the niggas don't know. The motherfuckers be in there making up shit. Oh no, like they didn't have no shit made up like ahead of time, like a story or how this could go. They just winging it.
Jay Smooth, did you join a gang in Mississippi? Did they have gangs in the city before you left?
They did.
Did you join?
No, not
what
at
kind
all.
Of gangs was it? Like Bloods and Crips or?
Same thing they had everywhere else. Yep.
We didn't have gangs here.
Yes, they did.
No, they did.
The motherfuckers at high school. Them because them niggas used to shake hands and do that buddy buddy shit.
That was like, nigga, that's not that was out man. In Stone Mountain. When I got out there, I saw that. We didn't have that in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And they weren't even Bloods and Crips. They were GDs. GDs.
And Disciples. Yeah.
Shit like that.
That's that Chicago shit.
Yeah, but these weren't those guys.
No, I've seen them too, right? I've seen the not that gang too, like out in Rockford. You know what I mean? Illinois. That's like not in the city, but there's...
In Stone Mountain, at the time, I don't know how it is now, but at the time, that was the cutest, richest gang member that I've ever seen in my life. They all had like nice haircuts. They was all had on nice clothes.
I ain't going to lie. The handshake is fine. this shit is fun to do. This shit is really fun.
So you admitted that you do gang. I knew the IVL.
Nigga.
You defaced their gang, and you're not part of that.
But I knew the handshake.
Oh, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
The No Nonsense Show does not represent. Huh?
Never mind.
He's about to incriminate yourself.
I was.
Man, stay away from that. Yeah. Man. Stay away from that. Anyway, so I let you guys see a video before we started recording.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of the video was that there's this model who was in a video, and she's 5'4", 380 pounds.
380.
Her BMI is 64 point like, something.
Nah.
And so the idea here is that why the fuck is she in a video?
I wish I could have seen the video, too. I'm
gonna
look at
care to see the video.
But the Miley, she's in a Miley. Is it Miley? I always want to call her Molly.
This is old. This must be old.
Yeah, she's in a Miley. Why? Miley Cyrus is still hot.
I don't think she's still making videos.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. But, so she's in a Miley Cyrus video. Yeah.
And if you guys want to look up the video we looked at, it's Piers, P-I-E-R-S. Piers. I think it's Morgan is his last name.
Yeah, Piers Morgan.
And not Pierce. Piers.
Piers.
Yeah. And just put in Piers overweight model, and that's how it'll pull up. And I was just doing a deep dive on something one day, Social Justice Warriors owned or something like that, and that came up after like the 40th click on something that I did. So that's how I saw it. But the idea here is that Piers was basically shaming her for being fat as fuck. And the other people on the show were kind of like, you know, like, no, she should be able to do what she wants to do. And the model, of course, if you want to call our model, was saying, hey, people are fat and what's the big deal? And I got paid. So my question to you guys is, I don't know if we've ever talked about this as a topic. My question to you is it okay to be that overweight, or should somebody be able to talk? I don't even know how I want to frame it, because I want to know what you guys think about talking about people who are overweight. And I also want to know about people who do things like modeling as somebody that big, and where we draw the line or whatever.
This is the era of everything has to be accepted.
No, it's not.
It is.
No.
It is.
It isn't.
You want to keep saying it's not that wave, and it's not coming, but it's not here, and it is, B. But you're just you don't want it to be, so you're not going to acknowledge it until it's fucking too late. But
no.
It's here.
No, it's over. That's over. That hit the apex and it's coming down.
Man. That's what you think.
It is, man. Come on. Like I told you before, the big comedians are now on the side of once the big dogs start talking. Come on, man. This shit is expiration date. It has already been stamped on these fat motherfuckers and these transsexuals and all that shit. Like the problem is, they're still gonna be fat people. They're still gonna be transsexuals, but they're gonna shut the fuck up.
It's not
because aren't you tired of hearing it?
Yes, but this is the problem, though, right? But they've played upon the everyday person's idea of love, right? And love thy neighbor and kindness and, you know, this, that. So the fat people, right, or the transgenders or whomever, you know, you're telling me has been stamped, they come out with the victim card, right? Okay. I'm a victim.
Right.
And we, as Americans, we love victims.
What did I tell you a few weeks ago? I think the world would be a better place if we just accept them.
I know.
But that's not the same thing as them being out here, rah, 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 except us. You're going to pay attention. You're going to go. You're canceled. Shit is done.
You saw the New York fashion show shit, right?
No.
So they had the New York Fashion Week like last week or something, okay, right? One of the chicks from the fucking Housewives of fucking New York, they were sitting, you know, right up against the runway.
Okay.
And they're coming down and they had transgender models.
Okay.
And so they're coming down and they're whispering and they're saying, oh, that's a guy.
Yeah.
But I guess they're saying it loud enough to fucking dude heard him.
Dude who?
The transgender.
Oh,
right?
It's a she.
She heard him. My bad.
Yes.
My bad. Right. So, and it got all, I mean, they got fucking the outrage.
Call me a mannequin. Call me surrogate.
No, the outrage. No, he didn't say anything, but everybody else, right? I mean, you should have seen all the outcry for the people that against these two women. Right. And I'm sitting here telling you that this wave is not gone, because this is some dumb shit. These motherfuckers always wanted to talk to this fucking intolerant shit and be the most intolerant motherfucker. So I can't be surprised to see a dude who used to be a dude who is now a chick fucking walking down with a bunch of other in a place where I'm normally used to seeing women and go, hey, wait a minute. That started off as a fucking man, and I now look, I can't say that. No one can say that. I mean, but that's where we're still at, though.
My only question is, who do you know who would do that?
Do what? Say that's a man?
Flash on you if you say that's a man. Name a person that you... Do you know a person that would do that?
I don't know. Do we transgender?
No, that's not transgender. I'm talking about the people who are... You're saying is that's still here. Do you know anyone who would shut you down if you said, dude, besides me playing with you just a few minutes ago, do you know anyone for real who would be like, oh no, that is offensive? You don't. Jay Smooth, do you know anyone that would do that? You don't.
Not right.
I don't either. We keep talking about this. It's here. It's everybody. No, it's not. I don't know anybody who would say something to me about that. I don't know anyone who would check me if I called that woman a man. No one. We're making this big boogeyman thing because 10 people at a fucking fashion week. Of course fashion week is full of people who are like, oh my God, no, he did it. Of course fashion week is like that. Just like you be like, man, America's fucking sick, and then you realize you're sitting in an emergency room.
Right.
Of course everybody's sick. You're in an emergency room. It would appear to you that everybody is sick.
So you said, do I know, your question was, do I know somebody that
would
say something?
I moved past that, too late.
But I'm just
it's too late. The point was made. It doesn't matter, though. The point was made. So look.
So what you was asking.
It's too late.
Let me ask this question. I'm just trying to understand the question.
It was a rhetorical question, really. The point was...
So, I mean,
you don't know anybody. That's what I'm saying.
So your question is, do I know somebody... If I was to say something about that motherfucker transsexual on stage, that person, like you would say something to me like, Jay, that's fucked up that you're talking about them.
Do you know somebody who would stop you in your tracks for saying that was a guy when it's really a girl? So now we just wasted another 20 seconds. No, you don't, man. Who?
That will argue the point.
You better not call him a man. That's a woman.
Well, I think what happens is this, right? This is the situation, right?
Do you know somebody?
No, listen. Yes.
Okay.
So in this situation, right? this guy, right, that I used to work with, he's gay, right? And so what happens is he was at another location, another job, and somebody was talking about this. Somebody was talking about gays and shit like that. He couldn't. He wanted to say something to the motherfucker about, like, you shouldn't say about anything about this person, da, da. But he didn't want to just be on the fence and come out and let this guy know that he was gay. You know what I'm saying? Is that what you're saying?
What the fuck are you
so, okay. So a guy was
talking. So no, you don't know anybody then.
So is that what you're saying? So like in that situation right there, he wanted to say something to the, he wanted to say something to the guy about talking about somebody else and their sexuality, but he didn't want to reveal he was just like them.
What? My nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? Did Jamie Mac, is that so, all what I asked him?
So I'm saying, is that what you're talking about? Is that the situation?
So right? Does he know somebody or not?
But my nigga, the funny thing is, the part that fucking has got me right here in my stomach just fucking crying on the inside is when he says to you, is that the situation or what?
Because I'm saying no, but what I'm asking is that like the situation?
See, if you answer that, you're amazing. Like if you can, if you have any answer to that, I'm sitting here looking at you like
my answer is what the fuck okay. Are you talking? What? That is not the situation. I don't know though. It might be. It fucking and might be.
That's the same situation. Wants to say something, but he can't.
That's not what I said though. I said, do you know anybody who would check you about calling a transgender woman a man? You talking about some dude who really was gay, but was trying not.
Because he's like that. And he don't want you.
When has he ever done it? When has he ever checked you? Because you're talking about him.
I wouldn't say that. You're talking about him and
somebody else.
Because of the shit
you say on this show, my nigga, stop it. You would say that. You said the most outlandish shit about Down syndrome people, midgets, gay people, transsexuals.
Did you see in the Falcons game?
No.
Jay Matthews got a little sister that's motherfucking Down syndrome. They were sitting beside the daddy. I saw that shit. I said, that nigga little sister looked just like him, but she was just fucked up. Did you see that, Jay Matt? They kept panning the camera.
Right.
I'm just saying. But
so,
yeah.
Do you know a person who would stop you from saying that and really
A lot of people say that's fucked up.
Yeah, say that's fucked up. But I'm talking about stop you and like be offended. Like, you can't do that. I'm important.
Really
exactly.
No, really
so
like
so
that.
The answer is fucking no. After all this time, none of the three of us know anybody who would really step
fuck you,
in.
Jay Matt.
who would really step in and virtue signal on you. That's not real. Those motherfuckers do not exist in the real world. I think they might be an illusion. I think they might even exist online either. I still have yet to meet one.
Right.
I see them talking online and it looks like they're real. But when you get
those
out
can be bots.
You think it's just because it's
when you get
stupid.
Out into the environment out in the streets, I don't see those
you
motherfuckers.
You think it's just you think those people are just doing that shit on social media just get attention?
Let me tell you something.
When they are saying something.
Let me tell you something. Everybody that I know, every single person that I know is like, on this bullshit. Every single person. I don't know one person who's like, it's not really cool that you talk about them. Not one. Not one of the people that I know in this whole fucking world is like, oh yeah, we gotta stop this shit. Okay. We gotta shut this. I don't know anybody who does that. Not one.
All right, so you've convinced me. I've been not necessarily on the border. I'm not doing it.
You're not doing what?
What you just did a minute ago.
I don't know what you mean.
Dude is dude to me forever. Okay. You're forever what you were born with. That's just how I'm rolling.
And
man.
Most people that I know feel exactly the same. Now, whether or not they would lie to just be to fit in to get in because they think the same thing you do, that it's just changing. People that you know, this is how it is now. I keep hearing that, but I don't know one person who's like that.
And
you're telling me that me and everybody that I fucking know is toxic? Everybody?
I know that I'm taking a chance, right? Because if I tell a dude who used to be a dude who wants to be a woman that he's not a dude or that he's still a dude, he may want to fight me.
I honestly don't care.
I'm not tripping about that.
I don't care if you want to be called a girl. I don't care. What I'm saying is just don't be vigilant about it. Don't like go into merc mode because I slip up and by mistake say the wrong pronoun or something. That's ridiculous.
That's the main reason why I'm going that route because I'm just I can't be on walking on eggshells that when I do mess up and accidentally say the wrong pronoun that I have to worry about it. You know what? Fuck it.
So look, now about these fat bitches, because I got us off track. I apologize.
That's my
but
bad.
About
I
these
asked
fat
that.
About these fat bitches. So what?
No, I think that's the same thing. I think
they get it no less.
Peers.
Like we're peers.
Peers. Yeah. Peers. Okay. He was fucking right about everything he said. The shit that, again, I don't know what she's doing in the video. I just hope she ain't eating nothing. You know what I mean? And I think...
In the video, you mean?
Yeah.
Why?
That's worse.
It doesn't matter. She's getting paid.
You can't be fat and acting
she's
like it's cool.
Paid to be fat.
But it's... I'm just saying, though, but if you're fat, right? Yeah. And you're, like he said, not just fat, you're morbid.
Morbidly.
Obese, meaning that you could die.
Uh-huh.
And then she said, you know, she's 46. She waned it off like, yeah, I've lived a good life. I'm 46.
I'm with the fat bitch.
Nah, you got
I'm
it.
With the
you,
fat bitch.
Nah.
I'm totally against you.
Nah.
I don't give a fuck what she does to her fat ass esophagus and belly. And
but this is what
I don't give a fuck.
But you got to think about the bigger picture. And this is what's happening, right? I think is what they're talking about is the normalization of shit that ain't cool.
So what? No. Who said it's not cool?
Health.
What does that mean?
Your life.
She's 46.
No, my nigga.
Do you know how?
What about these fat ass kids? No, fuck that.
She was a fat kid.
No.
That bitch was not skinny as a kid.
Them niggas,
she's 380 pounds now.
That nigga.
So a person that's 380 pounds was never skinny.
Nigga, they start out. Everybody no. starts out skinny.
No, they don't.
They don't start out 300 pounds.
Where Hercules at?
Hercules who?
From what's the name of
Hercules? Hercules.
Where that nigga at?
Fat as fuck.
Nah, he probably ain't around.
He is around.
He probably
Come on,
not,
man.
Bro.
That nigga's definitely
that,
still alive.
That movie was made.
Honey
when?
Boo Boo, fat as fuck. She's still alive.
Nah, that she's still young though.
She's still young. That was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, she's pre-20 though. You know what I'm saying?
She might be pre-20.
Yeah, that's she good though. That's where you could be your fattest and be okay.
Right.
Because your body's
all
still
I'm saying is that there are fat
that
kids that I've seen as adults and they're fat adults. My point is that is she fat? Yes. Should I be able to shame her if I want to? But here's the thing. Honestly, I don't give a fuck if she's fat. I don't care what she does. What she eat don't make me shit.
I think
live your life, boo.
This is the thing. I think his best point to me
uh-huh.
was when they did have that fucking crack addict fucking model fucking era.
The size negative ones and shit.
Where they fucking look like heroin addicts and shit and they were all pale and fucking black circled around their eyes and shit.
Right.
And people were outraged.
Not the same thing.
It is.
Not the same
thing. It is.
Go ahead. I'll let you make your point.
Thank you. It is. Because, again, they were promoting something that ain't fucking good. It ain't healthy.
Anorexia.
Yeah.
Anorexica. Yeah.
That's an anorexia.
There okay, it is.
There
yeah,
it is.
And,
I didn't say anorexia.
I know you don't listen to the show, but you can go back and listen to that. About 30.
That's an anorexia.
About 30 minutes in.
And,
anorexica.
And so they did something about that, right? The mm-hmm. industry, they were doing it and it was cool. Because again, bitches weren't born that way. Bitches were fucking being bulimic to fucking get modeling jobs because that's what they were looking for.
Right.
I ain't saying on the other side that bitches are fucking trying.
Oh, you're not? Because that's what it sounds like you have to say.
No. Okay. I knew you were going there.
I have to because that's bullshit.
No, I'm just saying.
What you said was bullshit.
No. No, it's not. I'm just telling you, there's fat people out there that are on the fence.
They're trying
what do you
to get
say?
Fatter.
They're teetering. Like fucking Jay Smooth was saying.
Fat people aren't no goddamn fence. The fence will break.
These motherfuckers are on the fence.
Ain't no fence.
And they're like, fuck it. I don't, this shit, why? Why give up? There's a fucking, it's like midgets. If there's a fucking midget roll.
Whoa.
Hold on, bro.
Make sure you say something good.
If there's a midget roll out there.
You can't say no.
Right? Dude from fucking, what's his name? Greyjoy or fucking the fucking dude from
Juicy Peter from the radio station.
Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, he's got it. He's the dude.
Okay.
He fucking paid a giant dwarf.
Can you get to your point so I can talk?
There's only a certain amount of roles out there for fucking seriously fat people.
Who cares about a role, my nigga?
The
only role I'm caring about is a back role, nigga.
Do you want to see that?
I don't care. It's not. I don't want to see it on my woman, but I don't give a fuck if your woman does or his woman or anybody's woman does or if you're like that. Here's my thing, right? People got to just let people fucking live, man.
Mm.
Just let people live.
Mm. So I think what
that's
her
not,
being
that's not a good idea.
So what the norm is, right? We're used to just seeing, like J-Mac talking about, the small models and small people. They're continuously putting them on the magazines and putting them out there like, this is how the world, like, right?
He watched the same video we did,
right?
He did.
Okay.
There's fat motherfuckers out there that this chick right here is just, they're putting it with social media and everything the way that it is today. They're just letting you know, hey, she's trying to put out, like, it's okay to be motherfucking big. Unfortunately, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't as small as some of you other motherfuckers, but I still got some type of confidence, and I love me.
Are you talking about you right now or her?
Her.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You could easily have been talking about your fat ass.
And so, but it's okay. I'm not.
You sound like peers.
It's good.
You can throw jabs back at me. It's okay.
But so what she's doing is she's going against the norm, right? And just putting herself out there. But what happens is you got the good. You got. It's good for her to one, have the confidence, two, to kind of promote herself or whatever. Because at the end of the day, she says, shit, I was trying to get a check. But what's happening is, on the other hand, you're promoting, you know what I'm saying, bad shit where you. Motherfuckers, America is gonna think, hey, it's okay to be fat. Where
it is.
You know, we got over 150 billion people in the U.S. where obesity is just at an alarming rate.
We have now. What?
No. They said what? What that shit say?
150 billion.
There's only seven plus.
No, that's on the earth.
Right. That's what I'm gonna say.
What did I say?
It's 300. It's 300 some million people in the U.S.
700. What does this shit say right here? Obesity epidemic. I was just looking. I was looking at this shit right here. I wasn't reading it. It was like,
is it a picture?
He said I was reading. I wasn't reading it.
Is it a picture book?
I'm going back.
Nigga,
slideshow.
100. That motherfucker just said. What did that say? Be honest.
Captions.
Oh, hold on. Here you go. Look right here.
It's a video. This nigga can't even read.
No wonder your dick don't work. You fucking ruined the mood.
$150 billion.
Dollars. Man, one out of three adults. Absolutely, one of 6 years obese. They said 1 in 6 children.
Nigga? Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Right?
You're walking your ass around obese right now. You're at what BMI?
I'm not. What's that?
You're not morbidly obese.
I'm not morbidly
obese. But you're obese. What's your BMI?
My BMI is 10.
Negative, sir. 10. You are in the 30s.
No.
You are absolutely in the 30s.
What's yours?
You 40. I'm talking about you.
No,
like,
what's
no,
your
sir.
Shit?
No, sir.
You're morbidly obese, nigga.
No, sir.
Shit.
You are in the 30s, I
that
promise you.
That motherfucker look like that little turd from Weird Science. Hey, what was that nigga that ain't sitting in the kitchen?
Hold up. Listeners.
Check.
Listeners.
Check.
If you could see this shit right now, these niggas is like a Spider-Man meme, fucking pointing at each other, fucking back and forth. You fatter.
I didn't say he was fatter.
I mean.
He's saying it about me.
Right.
I'm just saying this nigga is over 30 of BMI.
Yes, that's definite, without a doubt.
So what is, be honest, is he over 40?
But we're talking about you because.
J-Mac, what do you think he is?
Hold on,
we're talking
second.
About you.
No, fuck that.
See, here's the problem.
Y'all be missing the boat.
No, you
big too.
Listen for a second, okay?
The nigga going airtight to right. He want to eat motherfucking wings.
Here's
several
the thing.
Times a week.
Here's the thing, right? What I'm
juicy
saying is,
motherfucker.
I'm saying that it's okay for this fat girl and anybody else fat to just be yourself.
No,
hold on. You're saying that it's wrong.
No.
No, you
so,
are.
Yes. Yes. So I said in one hand.
Hold
I said
on.
One.
No,
one
you
hand.
Can't have two hands, nigga. Yeah, one, you
I
only get one hand.
He don't even know what he said.
He doesn't know what he said.
No, I do.
What I'm saying to you is that I don't see there's anything wrong with her being here. Just like you. Nigga, you are going to probably die fat. That's just the way it is.
I won't.
You know you probably are.
I won't.
I mean, you'll lose because you'll be sickly. And
I
then,
won't.
You know,
that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
That's how most people die.
Says the nigga, you can't distinguish between his neck, where his neck started
that's,
and his chin.
That's muscle.
That shit is all.
That's
you know,
my, you that's
know
my
white
traps,
guys, they
nigga.
Be getting older and that shit, they had that big ass neck like a seagull.
That's my traps. Just, that's some traps,
shit.
Nigga. Them lats and those traps. But hey, look, here's the thing, right?
And that term is called creeping.
You're going to probably, the only way you're going to die fat is if you get in a car wreck. You're probably going to die sickly and little.
Yeah,
but
this is fucked up because I got to drive when I leave this motherfucker. Hey,
you drive every day.
That in the name of
you
Jesus.
You rebuke what?
What you're saying.
What? Did you're, what are you talking about?
You're not going to keep talking
There's
about
it. There's a chance
like
that you'll die in a car,
so,
my nigga.
So,
and you'll
so,
be fat still.
No, I
here's
won't
the
die
thing.
In a car.
That's good, though. It's more cushioning for the airbag. But here's the thing. I'm okay with you being fat, my nigga. Live your life. Who the fuck am I to tell you how your body should look? That's ridiculous. That is as ridiculous to me as men trying to tell women how to have their bodies for abortion.
So what
that's
what,
your body,
what,
nigga.
What was the dude name that was on the little video?
Hey, go ahead. Call bullshit. Call bullshit, Jay Smooth.
He can't
call bullshit.
They all talking about.
You call it and I'll point it out,
Listen,
Jay Smooth.
I call bullshit.
He called bullshit.
This fat chick is talking. Hold on a second. This fat chick is saying.
I'm going to see what.
This fat chick is saying that she just is in the video. They like, you're giving people a bad image of what we're supposed to. Motherfucker, that's how we look. We are fat. We look fat. The nation is kind of fucking fat. What I'm trying to get you to understand is Jay Smooth's ass, who's not morbidly obese, but is obese, he can't even lose 20 pounds.
I can't.
You're telling me a 384-pound woman should just figure it out and get it together?
I don't know what she's gonna do. Like, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. There is nothing that fat
bitch
can do.
I'm motherfucking 6'2". You know what I'm saying? 215 pounds.
You're 5'8".
This motherfucker is beautiful.
Jay Smooth watches The Biggest Loser. Some of them people do something.
No,
right?
Have you looked at the Where Are They Now? Big. Look at the Where Are They Now? Biggest Losers. All the motherfuckers are fatter. Yeah. It doesn't work.
So this is the thing, right? This is what I was gonna say in rebuttal to what you were saying.
All right,
is that we have tried. We've talked to this nigga in regards to the way that he eats in an attempt for him Jay Smooth.
Okay.
For him to live we've tried to shame him into doing better.
Right.
We tried to challenge him into doing better.
He still said he's good from the neck up though.
But you said we don't give a fuck. We do. We do. When you're around people, because it's be honest, stop.
I don't give a fuck.
You do.
Live your life.
No.
Everybody has a family member right now.
I got a family member right now going through it. And all of it primarily is from being over fucking weight, going through it.
To my health concerns.
Health concerns.
Everybody's not like that though.
But eventually it's going to catch you like that.
No, it's going to catch everybody. Everybody goes through health issues.
Yeah, nigga, everybody. you don't think that you're going to go through health issues, J-Man? Because you just sipping from the earth? Nigga?
No, if you think Jay Smooth is going to be sickly and little, how you think your bony ass is going to be when you get sickly and little?
That's why he looked like
the
that.
Opposite.
You're going to be all head.
You don't think it's cracking that shit?
I'm going opposite.
Nah.
I'm going to swell up, nigga.
No, you're not. You're going to be a little bony, little bent over motherfucker.
Your ribs going to be showing me like all your organs.
Everybody goes out in a bag, my nigga. Everybody.
Yeah.
Your bag isn't gonna be nicer than mine.
Yeah, no, I didn't worry about the bag.
What are we worried about then?
Unless it's
the bag,
a weed
bag. Too late. The bag is it. I'm talking about the bag.
But it happens to all of us.
No. Everybody don't have to fucking
nigga, who
suffer.
Gives a fuck what your bones look like when they decompose?
No, I'm talking about the suffering, my nigga.
Everybody suffers,
no,
dude. Stop
no, they
it.
Don't. No, they don't.
Okay. How many happy deaths have you seen, Jay Smooth? I have never seen a happy death. Never.
Besides, I'm so ready.
Besides
on that one video when the one person said, I'm gonna put myself to sleep, that one we was talking about a few years ago where they had a choice in killing. They said they wanted to die on this day at this age and shit like that.
Right.
But of course, there's still some type of suffering in there.
Is there?
I don't know. I would assume so.
Put that needle in you, boy. Shit.
Needle.
I feel cold. Yeah, because that's what they do when they kill you. They inject that needle or whatever, or something in you and kill you. Take your own
something
out.
In you?
They've never injected a needle into anybody.
I've never seen put a needle
in. Yeah, that shit where
you could inject something with a needle, but you can't inject
the needle.
They
don't put the needle in the person.
You can't inject the needle.
I don't even think they use a needle. It's a machine that just, that's already in the IV and they just
drip it, but the IV's connected.
They push a button and that shit, that first one goes out, puts you to sleep, and next one,
my thing is
slows your heart down, then next one, poisons the fuck out you.
I guess my thing is, we need hope in this world.
That's what I'm saying. Let that bitch eat a fucking ham sandwich.
That ain't hope.
Man, get the fuck out of here. You know how good a ham sandwich is when you're hungry?
Do you know how, look, you saw her, right?
Uh-huh.
Pierce had her fucked up. He had her asking, he was asking her questions. Bitch couldn't say shit.
Because if this bitch loses 100 pounds, she's still 284,
my
nigga.
It's not about that, though. My thing is this. You could.
Who the fuck is looking at that video like, man, I want to look like her?
But this is my point.
Nobody.
This is my point. Let's stop fronting. That's my thing. Let's be real about shit. That's my biggest point. You not happy being fucking fat.
How you know?
People
you're
can
not.
Be.
You're not.
Oh, no, it's not about happy, though. That's what you fronting.
That's what you out here fronting.
Are you
it's
happy?
Like the nigga with no money.
Are you happy, my nigga?
Yeah.
Hey, fuck out of here, man. You can't tell somebody that they're not happy being fat if you're telling me you're happy.
No,
you don't know what her life is like.
You don't know what anybody... She said she got fucking health problems.
No, she didn't. She said she has health problems at the age. She
46.
Said, she said the health problems
46, nigga. I'm 47, nigga. I don't got health problems.
There are people who are 47 have health problems, though.
But
they're not all fat. Stop it. They're not all fat.
They're not all fat.
That's ridiculous. This whole righteous fucking thing you're doing
it's
is
not about,
ridiculous.
It's not about righteous. It's about fucking, okay, you're right. People fucking, normal people fucking have health issues. Why compound the shit, my nigga?
You're not compounding
you
it.
You are.
You're not compounding.
You are. Diabetes is good.
Diabetes happens to skinny motherfuckers too.
So diabetes
They're
is
just
good?
More at a risk when you're overweight. I'm telling you.
That's what we're talking about.
If
percentages.
If this bitch lost 100 pounds, she'd still be 284, 5'4", nigga. She's still going to have diabetes. This bitch is going to have diabetes.
I'm not talking about that, honey.
She's going to lose a foot. She's going to lose a leg. There's no way she's getting around diabetes. So what you're telling me is she should fucking suffer. No, listen. Think about it for a second. You're saying she should suffer the rest of her fucking fat ass life trying to get down to 100 pounds and still be 24, still get her fucking leg cut off, still be a fat as fuck, obese, morbidly obese motherfucker.
And she done missed out on all these hot wings.
She might as well get some fucking hot dogs and hot wings, my nigga. Let that bitch fucking dance in the video and live her life. You trying to kill this bitch and she's going to die trying to lose the weight, my nigga. This bitch eat herself to death. At least, though, she'll enjoy the fucking bundt cakes and motherfucking streusels
along
and
the
shit.
Way.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know how I got on this side of it because
you're on it.
No.
Stay your ass on that side.
No, because when I'm out at the club, right, and the fat bitch got her back hanging out with a fucking bra, I'm like, go ahead, listen. That's kind.
You like, damn, she's
skinny
fine.
Bitches.
Go big girl, what you gonna do? Go big girl, what you
girls,
gonna do?
The fact that the confidence level, right? Because skinny girls that could actually wear that shit,
right?
Like, nah, I ain't putting that shit on,
right?
But your ass is like, I don't give
don't
a fuck.
Give a fuck.
Don't give a fuck. And I like that. And I'm like, go ahead, do you.
What Chris Rock say? I got a belly and some good ass pussy under this belly.
When motherfuckers want to shoot up steroids and do all of that shit, I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. That's what I'm saying. Let motherfuckers live their life. All we ever talk about is let people just be them. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm saying she can dance her ass in a video. Nobody's looking at that video like, man, I want to look like her and get in this video.
You're right.
Nobody thinks that.
You know what happened?
You know what also?
They labeled her an influencer, right? And that's what got me. That's what got me. That's got me triggered because I'm anti-influencer, right?
Dude, like that's people a headline.
That, I know. He called her that. And then
it's a headline.
I know. She's not an influencer.
That's very different than a bitch starving herself to be skinny to be on a runway. Those are not the same thing. This bitch could not starve herself enough.
She's self-induced. Right. I get it.
There's nothing she could do to not be morbidly obese.
Right. She one is like a choice. The other one is it just.
And you're like, well, how did she get that big? The bitch is just big. Some people's genetic makeup is just big as fuck.
I don't believe that either.
Man, come on,
man. You got to stop that, though. You got to stop that, too. You know, when you big like that, your mama been feeding you big shit since you was a baby.
Or probably one of the biggest.
I bet you got big parents, right? And I'm telling you.
Exactly. It's genetic. It's mostly genetic.
They just eat big. People eat wrong.
That's a part of it.
It's all about eating. It's not about exercise. It's not about that weight loss diet.
It's what you put in your mouth.
This is all about eating.
I seen a big nigga come out with a barrel from QT. I don't even know they sold these.
Talking about that gulp cup, like that
nigga,
big motherfucker thing.
It looked like a
handheld thermos.
You brought your shit and they still charge you like a keg.
They
still charge you $3. Yeah. I'm like, damn, they don't charge ain't nothing $3, but to fill that big motherfucker up, it was $3.
Yeah.
Fucking party ball.
How big was he?
Big.
That motherfucker was a 2 gallon. That's like a 2 gallon.
So what I'm saying, Jamie Mac, is let's say he stops drinking those mini kegs, right? He's still only going to lose 20, 30 pounds tops from stopping the mini keg. You see what I'm saying? This motherfucker's still going to be morbidly obese. He's still going to lose a foot. He's still going to die a horrendous, disease-ridden life.
Why are we as a country the fattest, though?
We're not, though.
We're not?
No, I seen fat motherfuckers all over the world.
Nah, like, not,
say,
not,
they
not,
say
not.
The U.S. is the guy's
that's what
the
they say. They say a lot of dumb shit. I've been over around the world. I've seen a bunch of fat motherfuckers everywhere.
Where?
Everywhere, except Africa.
Yeah,
because you ain't seen no fat ass Africa.
No, because
I
honestly,
except Africa.
I'm telling you right now, the best exercise is walking. I'm telling you, for real, like you doing all that other shit. Just
exercise has nothing to do with weight loss.
I'm just talking about movement, though. You do need to move. You need to burn calories to lose.
Exercise has nothing to do with weight loss.
Bullshit.
It doesn't.
Bullshit.
It doesn't.
When's the last time you worked in a call center, my nigga?
Call center? I don't know why.
Because you seen a call center body, them bitches that come in, them bitches.
Hey, you see the before and the after.
You know what I'm talking about, Jay Smooth. They come in, they're hiding the motherfucker.
How come everybody in there doesn't look like that?
Because they be exercising, they moving. These other bitches.
That is a coincidence. Nope.
The ones that sit down at their desk all day,
nope.
Don't ever raise their desk.
Let me tell you what.
Every time you walk past the bitch desk, she got a lot of sugar snacks on her desk.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? Versus the peanuts.
Let me tell you what exercise does.
Getting that free hot chocolate.
Let me tell you what exercise does. Exercise strengthens your heart and it makes you stronger. It gives you the power to do certain things. It makes you stronger. It makes your blood flow better. It makes your health. You have a healthier heart. It does not lose. You can't lose weight. Think about it like this. You ride the Peloton, right?
Yeah.
No. Don't close your eyes. Rock with me.
No, keep.
Give me some eye contact. Yeah. Because I want to see you. I want to see this shit punch you in your mouth.
All right, let me hear it.
All right. So, what's the longest you've ever ridden on Peloton?
20 minutes.
20 minutes. How many calories did you burn?
I think it was like 200.
200 calories in 20 minutes.
Right.
Let's make that 60 minutes. How many calories is that?
I don't know. 400 and something. 600 something. I don't know.
Okay, so you said 200, right? Yeah. In 20.
Right. 600 something.
600 something.
And then
right?
You slow down.
So 600 something, right?
Right?
I told you that snackle thing I do, the pretzel and the drink, the pretzel alone is 500 calories.
I understand that.
So your 20 minutes, don't do shit to that pretzel. So what I'm saying is it would take you fucking, you could exercise all goddamn day.
No, see, okay, no, so you're talking
no,
about, no. Listen, you're
get
talking
on
about
an elliptical
exercise.
Machine, nigga.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't,
no,
it doesn't matter. That's
stop.
Still only about 500.
See, what?
You're going to, you're, the most you can probably do in a normal person's workout is about 600 calories. Yeah.
What you're talking about, okay, so I guess you took what I was saying and you turned it into something else because I said walk.
If you walk every day,
no,
you're not going to burn 600 calories in walking.
Nigga. That's why the niggas lived to 700 in the Bible, B.
They did.
Them
that's niggas, bull, the Bible's
them,
bullshit.
Them niggas
they didn't eat what we ate. That's why they lived that long.
Let me just tell you about me. When I was doing nothing, but standing up at my job, when I was the last two jobs I had before this job, all I was doing was standing up. I lost 20 pounds.
Hey, but you know,
I didn't change. Oh, I did change eating, but I didn't cut out. I cut out red meat.
Oh, you're talking about what? Last year when you was right. Talking about you lost a lot of weight. Yeah,
right. This is all conjecture.
But in the Bible, those were considered to be dog years versus regular.
This
years.
Is all conjecture. Here's the point. The point is that I just proved to you
no,
with
you
real fucking no, I did with
no,
real
didn't.
Numbers. I'm telling you right now, this drink right here.
You're talking about 20 minutes out of a fucking day. What else is the rest of your day doing? If you're sitting on your
listen
fucking fat ass,
no.
You're going to get fat.
No.
And you get,
no.
You get it. You got.
You are not
don't
going
listen to
be
honest, you guys. Use it or lose it. Get the fuck up.
This is bad information.
No, it's not.
Yes,
get
it
up.
Is. This is awful
get
information.
Up. No, it's not.
I've
seen it in real life.
Getting
honest.
Up, but it's conjecture. You're
no.
Just you're putting two things together that don't have anything to do
it
with each
does.
Other.
It does. If you fucking if you, sit down and you don't do shit and you eat, you're going to get fat.
Yes. But if you not if you eat healthily though, if you sit down your if you sit your ass down and eat healthily, you're not gonna get fat. You're not gonna get fat.
Yeah, you gotta.
That's
get
not
up.
The way it works.
You gotta use it or you lose it.
No, my nigga, exercise.
I told you,
exercise is bullshit for weight loss. It doesn't give you weight loss.
No,
it is a. It's not even a dent. You burn more calories sitting still than you do. And any exercise you've ever done in a day, there's no exercise you've ever done in one day that your body didn't burn more just sitting fucking still.
Nope. Not sitting.
Yes, sitting still. Your body
why,
burns.
Your body resting?
Your body burns almost 2,000 calories just sitting still.
So what you gonna do? What you gonna do when you're walking and be?
Listen to me, okay? Here, just try to hear through your own bullshit, okay? I'm telling you that your body just sitting still in a day burns almost 2,000 calories, right?
You're telling me it doesn't do any more when you're walking?
Hold on. Listen, your body burns about 2,000, almost 2,000, it's probably between 1,500 and 2,000 calories, if I'm not mistaken, in a day from you not doing shit.
Okay.
Right. So if you add on to that, walking or whatever. Let's say you got those 600 calories, right? That's still only 2,600 calories. Listen, you're ready to say no before you listen.
Because
that's,
you're just making up numbers.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
We just said about 600 calories.
That's just for one workout.
How many fucking workouts can you do in a
I'm
day?
Again, that's where you got me fucked up. I'm not talking about working. I'm talking about getting up and just fucking moving.
You're missing the point.
No, I'm not.
Your body,
you are.
Listen, no. Your body's going to do 2,000 calories on its own. There's
right.
No exercise you can do to do more calories than your body would do from its resting state. So you're really just playing a game. You don't believe that?
Nah.
Please look it up. Your body burns 1,500 to 2,000 calories in a rested state.
I understand that, but you're telling
yes.
me that there's nothing you can do more to get more out of that? Besides, that's what you just told
you're
me?
You're telling me that the 200 calories you burn
I see, we're
a
back
day,
to that.
Listen, no. The 200 calories you burn a day is what percent of what your body does without you doing shit?
What 200 are we talking about?
The
see,
200
that's what I'm saying.
You do
these
on the Peloton.
These arbitrary numbers
you
just
said
make it
200.
Up. But that's not, I'm not just talking about Peloton in.
What else?
Fucking, listen, B.
Fucking?
Yes, that's part of it, right? Anything that gets you moving, my nigga.
Nah, you're not.
Yes.
Everything else you do, listen.
No.
Your body burns
be
more.
Honest, is giving you guys bad information.
I'm not,
right
man.
Now.
Trust
move.
Me. Trust me. Everything you do in a day combined does not equal 2,000 calories. I guarantee it. I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't care if you did a triathlon. You're not burning 2,000 calories, my nigga. That's not. Your body is going to do that whether you did want, whether you wanted to or not. Sitting on your ass watching fucking SpongeBob, your body's going to burn 1,500 to 2,000 calories. I'm not joking.
I know you're not joking.
Right. Everything else you do in that day, I don't give a fuck what you do, is not going to equal 2,000 calories.
It says calories burn after 8 hours of sitting if you weigh, let me see.
Oh, shit.
I got it right here.
And it's just 8 hours. I'm talking about 24 hours. It's just 8 hours.
Right.
So it says if you're, depending on your weight, if you're 200 pounds, it's 718.
For 8 hours. My okay. nigga, these are not, this. I'm not bullshit. This is real fucking data.
Okay. I'm not disputing the fact that
you burn,
how much
you burn 700 calories. If you did an hour of Peloton, you only burn 600 calories. So you're telling me you're not going to sit for that. So basically, you got 100. You're still a whole 100.
So what happens after I get off the Peloton, my nigga?
Nothing. You don't burn calisthenics do not last. The weightlifting does. Calisthenics do not burn after the exercise is over.
I don't believe it is.
I don't give a fuck if you believe it. It's the truth.
I don't give a fuck if you do. I'm just don't, I don't.
But
it's
I promise
not.
You, it's the truth. Calisthenics only burn while you're doing the calisthenic. Weightlifting does burn slower, but it's still not enough. It's incremental.
This is not enough. This is what I know.
Well, you're wrong.
Nope, I'm not. I've seen it in real life.
You're wrong as fuck.
That's how I lost all my weight when I was injured. I was sitting still and sleeping.
Sitting still. This motherfucker lost weight sitting still. He couldn't get his big ass up to go eat unhealthily. There is no way to lose weight except for eating healthily. There's no other way. The reason why diets don't work, the reason why exercise plans don't work is because what happens is you start working out, you're doing your fucking best, you're eating good, you're working out, and like everything is coming off, and then you know what? You get to the weight where you're at and you're like, fuck, I'm doing good. I can eat again. So you start eating the bullshit again.
Right.
You start working out a little less, and now what ends up really happening is that the eating part of it creeps over the working out part of it. You could stay working out the same if you gave yourself a treat and kept treating to the point where you start eating the same shit. I don't give a fuck if you're working out. You're gonna gain weight. You're going to go back to where you were and then some. It's no way around it. I don't give a fuck what you say. You're just wrong. Nope. That's the real hard, cold facts. The data is there to prove it. Eating and changing the way that you eat is the only way to lose weight. Working out will not do it. It cannot do it by itself. It will enhance. It will help. You will be stronger. Your heart will be healthier. But you're not going to lose weight if you're eating poorly and working
out.
Your
joints will be better. There's fucking so many benefits to not sitting the
your fucking joints won't be better.
You can take vitamins.
No, your joints will not be better because you'll still be heavy on your fat ass joint. Your fat ass body is still gonna be on your fat ass joints, and that's gonna be unhealthy.
And you don't move them fat ass joints, and then you try to fucking make them motherfucking fat ass joints carry that fat ass weight. That's fucking worse. I'm trying to tell you, be honest.
That's not. What does that have to do with anything?
That don't got
shit to do with nothing,
exactly.
J-Mac.
Yes,
the point is losing weight when you're fat, and that's what we were talking about. It has nothing to do with working out.
J-Mac,
it has everything
J-Mac
to do with eating right.
It's a combination. It should not be a combination.
But it's not,
of both.
But it's not, though. Sadly enough, it's not, though. Being healthy does not require you to work out. Our ancestors did not fucking work out.
It's not about working out. They did shit. They got up.
Them niggas walked from Jerusalem to Atlanta. That's exercise.
Where did you hear that they just walked all day and all night? That's not what they did.
40 days and 40 nights, nigga. It's a long time, nigga.
Fuck that. You walked when you were young.
Yeah.
You used to walk all over the fucking town.
Right, but that has nothing to do with it. What I'm talking about is grown-ass adults.
Metabolism was high then.
It wasn't because of walking.
And you could eat whatever you wanted to.
That's just you putting, that's conjecture. You're putting that shit together again. Walking
so
more
you
when
ate,
you're a
so
kid.
So you're telling me it was your diet back then?
Did you look up what the calories are burned for a kid? At age 15 or something. Look, I'm telling you, it's not related to the workout. The workout enhances, but you cannot lose weight working out alone. It doesn't happen.
Active kids versus non-active kids. That's just poor information. Nope.
That's just blind ass, ignorant ass, poor information.
So saith you.
No, that's the data. That's the hard
facts. No, it's not. You've gotten one data, which is how much you're fucking burning rest, and you fucking changed it into your own fucking argument.
I didn't. This is all research stuff. I'm not making this shit up.
So this is what I saw, right? So you're talking about research and shit. I've seen fucking real life fucking experience.
No,
right?
it wasn't from what you thought it was,
but it
though.
Was.
That's like saying, oh man, there's something in the sky. That must be God. That's the kind of fucking knowledge you have.
Hey, you saw a
nigga get skinny. And you're
I
like,
have real experience,
oh,
right?
Oh, it was the workout.
Right. You're right. And what do you have? Someone told you something?
Hard data.
What?
I just told you what.
So what? How do you know 2,000 calories? Because someone said it?
They have tested this. What I'm saying is you know for a fact that you only burn 200 calories on a Peloton.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
That's it. And that's the hardest thing you do all day. Tell me I'm lying.
No.
That's the hardest thing you do all day.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it was only 200 calories. You know what? That's like a fucking corner of a Popeye sandwich. What'd you eat for lunch that day, my nigga?
Teriyaki.
Fuck out of here. That's what I'm saying. The sauce is more than 200 calories,
without
nigga.
Without the sauce.
The sauce is more than 200 calories, my
without
nigga.
Without the sauce.
Your Peloton meant shit because you fucked it up when you ate teriyaki
that
sauce,
that sounds
nigga.
So fucking dumb. It does. You know that, right? So you're saying that's
that
like
is as easy as it can be.
No, it's not. It's fucking stupid. So it's like, okay, so yes. Yes, you're going to do whatever you're going to do, right? You're going to eat fucking sodas. So don't exercise because it don't matter?
That's not what I said.
You do. That's what you're telling people to do right now, my nigga.
That's not what I said.
It's exactly what you're saying.
That's not what I said.
That's exactly what you're saying.
That is not what I said.
You said don't do anything. All you have to do is sit down, and that's the best thing you can do for you.
No, I said eat healthy. That's all you can do to lose weight. If you're working out, it's to be stronger. It's to make your heart stronger. You're not going to lose weight. That's what I said from the very beginning. If you want to lose weight, eat healthily. If you want to get strong, work out. Those are not the same thing.
My point, use it or lose it.
Obviously, that's not what we were talking about.
That's my point.
No, nigga,
that's what I said.
He's trying not to be on that side.
That's what I said.
Let this fat bitch be a fat bitch and let's live.
Yeah, hey, she could be a fat bitch.
What's better than us coming up with questions?
Fucking be honest, having hard, cold data that don't make sense.
I beg to differ. I think that the listeners are going to be like,
no, this is not, we're on to the questions now, bro. This is not a debate. That's not how that part goes.
We got two questions, man. One of them is, you know how we've been doing the credit thing or the money thing? We're going to save that one next because it's a little bit more in depth. The first one here is, if the world was colorblind, meaning we couldn't see other people's color, i.e. black people, white people, Asian people. Asian's not a color, my nigga, but okay. Do you think racism would still exist? If yes, in what way would it?
That weed is a motherfucker.
No, I mean, I get the question, and I think, yeah, people are always going to gravitate to similar like people, right? So you would have, instead of races, you would have a all fat clan that fucking Jay Smooth would lead. You would have a fucking all skinny clan. You'd have an all short clan, an all tall, you know, and people would gravitate towards people that they are similar to. So if it wasn't race and we weren't identifying each other by what color, it would be other features.
AKA tribalism.
Right.
That's where we are though.
Right.
We do that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So everybody would do that. I don't see that being
do black people and white people's faces look alike? Not really, right?
Nah.
Do Asian people's faces look like black people's faces?
No.
Not really. So I don't think you need, honestly, I don't think you need color only to know race.
No, not at all.
They did it
and it wasn't even, they called a race a color. Yeah.
There are some white people who have black features. There are some black people who have white features. There are people who have Asian features and all that, you know, but at the same time, for the majority,
but are those,
you know, an Asian head when you see one.
Are those booties really real on those white girls?
Yeah. White girls got some booty, man.
They do now.
Some of them.
They do now.
And of course, some of them are fake. But it's a lot of black bitches with fake ass, too.
Yeah.
They were skinny booty bitches, too.
Yeah.
They're black women. Matter of fact, you know, I've been like paying attention. A lot of black people have flat asses. Not fat. Flat.
Flat.
Oh, flat asses.
Yeah.
Flat asses.
They're bringing it back.
No, the 70s, so the 80s, right? Flat asses were what big asses are now in the 80s. That was the norm.
Just hot.
That was the norm. You were a symbol.
I'm about to get in trouble.
You were a sex symbol with a flat ass. No one expected any more of that. You didn't need, the girls that had the big asses were kind of outcasted. They weren't in the limelight.
Yeah, because a couple weeks ago, I was hanging out with a homeboy who wanted me to go out with him downtown Buckhead to meet with some chicks, right? And I go out and meet with him, and his chick was definitely, she was nice, and she had a girlfriend along with her. The chick was cute. She was sitting down in the chair when I got there, right, when we got there. And I said, damn, she cute. But when that bitch stood up, be honest with J-Mac, that bitch ass from her midsection of her back down, nigga, to the back part of her knees.
It was fake.
It was fucked up.
It was
nigga,
fake.
No.
What was it?
It was flat and fucking just fucked.
Concave?
I'm like, nigga, concave. Like, she been sitting on a motherfucker. She been planking all her life, nigga, since baby.
So this is the thing, right?
I'm about to get in trouble.
Like, I remember, you know, things that we say on this show. And I remember you specifically.
You don't need a booty. Long hair and cute face.
But I'm going to tell you something. But I'm going to tell you something, J-Mac. Yes.
Now you're sitting here. You're right.
You're
different.
But I'm going to tell you something now, right? This motherfucking shit now, I can be choosy at the age I'm at now, right? At
no, point that's time, the wrong way. Look, had more choosiness. Time nah, running
fuck
out,
that.
My nigga.
It is, but nigga, fuck that. I'm like, nigga, I still can be choosy. I was like, this motherfucker by ass midsection down was slaw. I'm like, yeah. Fucked up.
Yeah. It was pretty? Up.
She was not, Puerto Rican. So, nice, beautiful face. Nice long hair.
Can I? So you let her suck your dick?
No, I didn't get no head or nothing.
Can I open a new conversation?
Yeah.
So all these women that, nope, we're not talking about the enhancements. We're talking about the regular black women.
Right.
All the ones that were fine as young girls or young ladies are what now?
Fucked up?
No, what? You just guessing?
All the ones that had big booties when they were young, mm-hmm. young women, girls, and whatever are what now that they're women?
Them up.
Plus size models?
They're all
nigga, yeah.
I'm saying, so... the ones that were skinny or the ones that had no booty, they're about right now.
Right. No, I feel you, B.
So, whoa. I'm about to get in trouble, I think. I think I am, but do fine girls last?
Does
it last? I know like everybody's body expires. Everybody. No, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm talking about where it just gets out of control. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Where you start looking like this. 5'4", 284 bitch.
No, and it happens, right? Like I know I've seen girls that were all that in high school, right? Or after shortly after, you know, in their early 20s, and then, you know, one kid maybe? Maybe two kids?
Do you know anybody that was fine and is still fine? Mm-mm. I don't. Mm-mm. I don't know anybody who was like super duper Miss Parker fine when they was young and is also Miss Parker fine when they old. That isn't enhanced.
Right. That isn't enhanced. That's the key. Because the enhancement thing changes it all, right? I mean, obviously when you get fucking fake shit, that shit lasts a lot longer.
Not a real representation of a woman though.
That's not how the life cycle of a normal human goes.
I think I will go on record as saying anybody who was a girl or a young lady and was fine as fuck is now or obese when they get into their 40s.
So?
And do guys, I know what they're going to say right now. Motherfucker, you don't look all that. You ain't no dime, nigga. I get it. We're not talking about me. We're talking about show ass.
But this is the funny thing right now because there's a lot of listeners out there and this is the thing, right? So what I got out of what you just said isn't anything towards the fat people as much as it is towards the people that are okay right now. That meant you wasn't shit back in the day.
Right.
So like,
and that's fine.
That's cool though, right? Right. I mean, even though you've been thinking you was the shit the whole time.
Right. You
right.
Were a twig.
Right.
You was a pole back in the day.
The fact that you ain't obese right now lets you know that you wasn't that chick.
Yeah.
Because if you was, you'd be fat right now.
I'm on the lookout. So listeners, if you want to send us a picture before and after, do so.
Come on. I don't. So listen, I
no enhancement. Don't be fucking with us.
And listen, if you enhance, you playing. Listen, don't, because we'll bust you out because we know how that shit posts a curve and how it fall.
Oh, the skinny leg, big booty.
Yeah, right. That shit don't even be matching. That's the worst part with these chicks. Like right. You don't think the shit through. Like if I knew a chick that had a fake ass, and I didn't know it was a fake ass, right?
Right.
And because she didn't go overboard, but she had these two little, like, scars.
Right.
At the top of her ass cheek, I guess, where the injection went in.
How'd you see those?
Yeah,
uh-oh.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
It was in a, like,
uh-oh.
It was a magazine or something.
Oh, right. Oh, shit.
But the whole point is,
So what'd you say to her in the magazine?
The point is that if you're a skinny person,
right,
you have to understand going in, right? Whether any enhancement that you have to do has to kind of be in moderation. You right. can't, I know you want a big fat ass and you right. think that that's going to make it all good and dandy.
Right.
You can't. You have to have a little big butt. Yeah. It's got to stay little. It can have big contours. But it's got to stay little. You can't go too. The one girl that's on, she was Keith Sweat's ex-wife. She's on some other shit, right? She's on a few different things. I forget her name. But right. she's in this movie that I just saw. It was fucking Mrs. Mac is what the fucking name of the
oh
movie.
Shit.
Yeah. And she was a successful woman.
Right.
Player. And right. So she was a player and shit, right? Had all these different dudes and all this shit. But when you saw her ass in different outfits, trash. Now in jeans, where you have to, you had that right, and it's form fitting. Like yeah. The jeans kind of hold it to a shape. It should look cool. She had on some motherfucking like them little skinny spaghetti dresses and some skirts and all of that shit.
Right,
that shit looked bad. Yoga pants, bad. All of that shit looked bad. I'm just like, but I can. I don't know. Do you feel what happens when you do that? You go, you expecting results, and you come out deformed.
Yeah.
Do you have to just rock with it?
It's gross.
You just got to rock with it and say, this is... yeah.
Well, we're looking for you, so, you know...
Don't be sending us no fake shit.
You got to mean, so the cutoff is you got to be 40. If you're not 40...
if you ain't 40, stop.
Yeah, so if you're not 40, then it doesn't apply to you. And if you weren't... Well, it doesn't matter. Whatever you were before, what are you now at 40? That's the question.
Yeah.
Or do we take it down to 30? 40, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking 40.
Okay. Anyway, the next question, and this is a credit related question, or a not necessarily credit, just a finance question. It says, since y'all been having this segment on the podcast, which is cool, I have a question. Which is better, credit or money? Example, if a house costs $126,000 and you can buy it out, what would be the benefits to getting a mortgage? If you can afford everything that you want without hurting your pocket, is it still good to build credit? To my knowledge, credit is used for a form of extension. Then again, growing up, I never learned how to manage it because the survival aspect of life, so I'm building late in life. I will instruct my kids how to build it and manage it, but my interest is based on the questions stated previous. This is more of a conversation than a short answer. Sorry about that, but I was taught to learn from those who you think the knowledge you can benefit from. Thanks and keep killing it, guys. It's a long one. Peace.
Thank you.
What?
I mean... So basically, gave us a compliment.
What do you got to say to that?
I'm going to say cash. If you have it like that, though. But that's the rare. That's not how many people can do that, right? I mean, honestly, I was just talking similarly, same question, with life insurance like that. Like when you're a multimillionaire, billionaire, whatever, do you have life insurance? Like for what? Like to give your family an extra million when you die? Like, What is the need?
Why would you get life insurance?
Yeah, because
tax shelter.
Okay, maybe I can see that it's for tax benefits. But really, for the majority of us,
right,
life insurance is to allow the people that survive us to be able to sustain life moving on because we're not here to provide any longer.
Right.
When you have everything, all your stuff provided, is that even a necessity? So I'm only saying that because it's similar to this. Like, if you have cash, do you need credit? And my answer would be no, because... Sure, credit. Your credit's gonna be great, anyways. You have lines, but why would you use it? Why would I pay interest to somebody when I don't need to?
Well, nowadays with it, I'm just.
Why are you making thoughts, that face?
Because I'm
brain. He's using his brain.
So if you, because I was about to say,
this shit was hurting.
Is that if you have that large lump sum of money that you can go to, right, you can use your debit card
now. What he's talking about. Use your face, man, to help you think.
To buy whatever it is that you need, whether it be an airplane, to reserve an airplane, because there are times that you can't get it right then. I think it's convenient to have that card, you know what I'm saying, on standby. And if you have that large lump sum of money, you got the debit card to do it. So cash will probably be better, but... with like when you do buying a house or whatnot, it just allows you where I don't fucking know. I'm trying to think.
See,
of
be honest.
The house.
Let that nigga make his face.
I didn't say anything else.
But you fucked him up. Now he don't want to make his face. He was doing better.
Make your
better.
Face, my nigga. Make your face.
Listen, that's the thing with life. No, because we have our own little quirks that we do to make to help us be better.
I don't know if he realized he wasn't starting. He was like, and he kept doing that. So I think he was getting stuck. I was trying to get him past the stuck part. That's all. I didn't know that.
Sometimes you got to use a face. You know what I mean? Or do something. You know how some singers. You see, and they got that ugly face when they sing. And you think, damn, you don't want to do that. You don't want to look like that when you sing, but that shit is so good. Who gives a fuck?
Can we go backwards?
Yeah.
Okay. So what you made a statement of is if you got so much money, then than cash. But that's not what we're talking about. This is a regular fucking person talking about a $126,000 house. So can we be realistic?
Okay, well, again, if you have, so then if this is your last $126,000 and you have like $150,000 and you found a house for $126,000, I would say no. Because that's like the same thing as when you're buying a car, putting large down payments. That's kind of a waste of money because, sure, you could own the house, but now you're broke. I think you could utilize that cash more effectively while paying down the house because you have the money, right? And just using that as a way to build your credit, and especially if you can get a good rate. It all depends on the rate, right? If you got a bad rate, you don't want...
What's a bad rate? To my mortgage?
I mean,
yeah. To my mortgage? What's a bad mortgage rate?
Over 3?
Nigga, 20%.
Over 3?
Well, I'm... Well,
so
okay.
3.01 is a bad mortgage rate?
Well, 10%, 11%?
No, those are bad. Those used to... They used to have those though, right?
In the 80s, it was like 18.
Yeah, so I don't even understand that shit. Either even because when I got into doing mortgage, they were talking about back in the day, there's 18. I'm like, how could you afford that? I mean, obviously the houses
were different.
Were a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck. Let's go back to that. I'll pay 18 on a fucking cheaper house.
Nah, fuck that.
If my parents could do that shit back in the day, I could do it.
Everything is different. It's not the same. So I did a little research on this, and I know Jimmy Mac doesn't respect my research.
I do.
But
sometimes
I agree. Keep the cash and do the mortgage.
Of course I agree with your research there.
But the reason why though may not be the same. So and I try to jot this down the best I could. First of all, when you're spending cash, you miss out on so many things. The one thing, let's go to the cash side. So if you pay cash, obviously you don't have a mortgage. So there's no nothing's following you around. Right. You own the house outright.
Right.
You immediately start building your equity or whatever. It just immediately happens. Second is of course you don't pay as much upfront because there's no interest. There's everything is different as far as your.
What do you mean you don't pay? You pay more upfront.
You don't pay any interest though. So when you mortgage a house, yeah, but when you mortgage a house, you pay the house plus the interest,
right?
So if you don't pay any, if you pay it up front, you don't pay any interest.
No, but you're still right. Okay, but you're
paying. See what I'm saying?
But your initial payment is more.
So obviously your initial because you're paying all of it,
right? Okay,
but
that's what
your
I'm saying.
Payment total is not less. It's not the same.
Yeah,
right. So there are some benefits to doing the cash way. But I think that they're far outweighed by the credit way. First of all, obviously, you're building a credit profile. So when you, as we talked about last week, diversifying your credit lines gives you a better credit score. So having a house and a car and a personal loan and some credit cards, et cetera, those type of things, the difference in your credit, the diversification of your credit allows you to have a higher score.
Right.
Right? So you're building a credit profile. Here's the kicker, though. If you had, let's just make this simple because $126,000 is a very specific number. Let's just say $100,000, right? We're going to do our houses $100,000. If you have $100,000, if you have $100,000 to devote to a house, and I'm assuming you only have a little bit more than that in the bank.
Right.
If you were to take equal amount, say your mortgage is $1,500 and you pay $1,500 in your mortgage and also paid $1,500 in stocks, you invested in stocks. Mm. The money that you would make back from the stocks would be far more than the, let's just say, I think average right now is 3.98. That's an average mortgage.
If you pick the right stocks.
Mortgages go to 7.5.
Yeah.
That's like the top end right now in 2019. That's about the average, the top of the average. So, no. Remember, what did we talk about? Federal bonds, how much return do we get? Remember? I told you guys. What was it?
I forget what you said. I was like, 3-something, but I don't think that's right.
No. 6% guaranteed.
I don't think
pretty much fucking guaranteed.
I don't think that's right. You did that research here?
Yes.
I don't think that's right.
Federal bonds get you about 6% guaranteed return. All right? So let's do it like this. So just to give you an idea, $100,000 house at 3.98% over 30 years is going to cost you about it's going to cost you $71,454.68 in interest.
Right.
So you're going to pay the 100 plus the $71,454.68. If you were to invest $100,000 in federal bond at 6% compounding interest in 30 years, which is the same time you have for the house, $574,349.12.
Just in interest?
No, that's how much you'd have. You put $100,000 in. So you take that same money. Instead of you taking $100,000 and paying the house, since you were going to get rid of it anyway, you pay the $100,000 to invest it in federal bonds and you just pay a mortgage. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Let's just say that's how it goes, okay, to keep it even. Now, if you were to take that same $100,000 and invest it in the stock market averages about 10%, and that's because you keep it there for a long time. Now, if you just do it for 1 year, you might get 3%. You might get negative.
Right.
But over large periods of time, it's about 10%.
Yeah.
So that same $100,000 invested in the stock market for 30 years will be $1,744,940.23 in 30 years. So if you're only paying $71,000 in interest for your house for 30 years, but you are able to make $574,000 on a safe bet with a federal bond and $1,744,000 on a risky bet with the stock market, you know how many times over you could pay that $71,000 in interest?
How many times?
A lot, nigga. I don't know.
I thought you were looking at your phone.
Not to mention that if you have a lot of cash, your mortgage and insurance is going to be lower because you actually have money collateral, so they look at you as not as much of a risk. Your interest rate is going to be lower for the same exact same reason. Plus, I don't know if y'all know this, if you don't own houses, but you get to deduct up to $10,000 of mortgage if you have a mortgage in your taxes every year. Did y'all know that?
I did.
You didn't know that?
That was one of the main reasons I bought a house.
Not just that, though. I think that what most people don't realize is that having money in the bank is good for, okay, so like for instance, if we're talking about a 4% mortgage, right? Imagine going out and getting a loan for the things like home repairs or car repairs or whatever because you don't have any cash. You spend it all on this fucking house. You're not going to get a 4% loan.
Right.
Credit cards are about, you know, 12 to 30% depending on which card you got.
Right.
So you're never going to get that great rate that you would putting that money into that house. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're only talking about 4%. Save the low percent for the house. That way you have cash on hand to pay for things like emergencies. Here's the real crazy one. Most people go broke because of what, Jay Smoove? I know you know this. Where do most people who've lived a good life and have figured it out and saved money up, where do they get fucked in the end?
Hookers.
A retirement?
No, where do they get fucked, though? What comes up and fucks them in the ass?
When they have to go to the old senior citizen home?
Nope, before that.
Medical bills.
Medical. So medical emergency happens and wipes a family the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what I'm saying? That there's no way to get around that. There's going to be a medical emergency. If you have that cash on hand, you can take that cash and put it towards a medical emergency and not get fucking wiped out.
Or you can listen to Jamie Mack and be like, fuck your medical bills. Come get it, nigga. I'm healthy now. Cash me outside.
The point is, and this is a reason to not pay your car note off early too.
Right.
Is because if you're only paying 4% on a car note, just finish the payments out, man. Use that money. Every extra dollar you were gonna spend on like, I gotta get the principal down. I gotta get the principal down. No.
Invest.
It's only a 4% fucking loan.
Right.
Keep that 4% loan. That's not a big deal. Use that money to invest it somewhere else or put into another type of thing that's going to make you some money. Because even if you took the 6% federal bond,
right?
The return, if you took that 6% federal bond, that's still going to give you basically 2%. Simple fucking math. It's still going to give you 2% back from the 4% that you invested in that house. If you were just to be simple with it, you know what I'm saying? Say you invested $1,500 in your mortgage and $1,500 into that savings bond.
Right.
So that's why I say keep the cash, get a mortgage. For a regular nigga, not nobody who's just got, of course, if you got money out the wazoo, it don't matter what you do. You can do nothing or do everything. It doesn't even matter. Talking about regular people, it actually ends up being better for you to get a mortgage. Not to mention that let's say you don't like the house no more and you want to move into another house. You're going to need a down payment for the house. If you got all your money gone because you spent it all.
You can't sell it. You can't move it yourself.
Or say you wanted to use that house as a rental property now. Right. You still got to get another house. How are you going to do that? You don't have any money.
Yep.
You'd have to sell that house to go get you another house.
Yep.
If you got that much money in the bank, you can do a lot of shit with that.
That's true.
You got options. You got
options. You do.
So that's why I say hold on to the money, get the mortgage.
I say put it underneath your fucking mattress or in a safe or some shit. That's what I'm saying.
What's wrong, Jay Smoove?
Because the little Peasley interest rate that most banks are giving, you know, you could just.
No, fuck savings accounts. That's dumb. 2% or whatever it is.
That's a premium. A premium if you're getting 2%.
Savings is way lower than that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you got to take in consideration inflation. So that shit is just, it's just crazy.
Yeah, we're not even talking about inflation. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So I suggest my personal, and I don't know if they agree with everything I said, but...
But they'll come back and say, I don't want to invest in the stock market because it's a risk, and then what if I lose it all?
Yeah, but what I'm saying, though, is that...
You never know if you're going to make the shit unless you try it.
No, what I'm saying is over a long period of time, it's about 10%.
Yeah, so if you get put in the right things, right? Like, I've seen people that put money in bullshit, and then they go, oh, you know, let me check on it fucking 5 years later, and it's like... You owe money now, motherfucker. How did you like? How did I owe money?
But isn't that what mutual funds are for? It kind of negates the risk a little bit.
So right, you're right, mutual funds, right? But a lot of people just buy stocks, right? They like a company, fucking Beyond Meat or some shit they fucking heard. There's a fucking stock out there.
You didn't hear me say that.
Spliff. You said
I said stock market, but I didn't mean be your own stockbroker. Get a financial advisor. Get somebody who knows what the fuck they're doing.
Don't you
go out there and buy spliff stock.
Don't buy spliff stock.
Penny stocks are not gonna save your life. Don't do that shit. Get you with somebody who knows what the fuck they're doing.
These motherfuckers is buying all the weed stocks and shit. They're like, I don't understand what happened. You didn't do any research. You just like, I want to buy a weed company. Like, right. I just want to be a part owner of some weed. Weed's growing. Yeah, weed is growing, but I don't know. Not all companies were built equally.
So yeah, that's my advice. What else, guys? What we got?
Man, just make sure that motherfuckers follow the show, man. You know what I'm saying? On all the social media. Social media is where it's at, right? That's what we're doing? That's the future.
It's the now and the past.
It's the future, right? I mean, like, there's not going to be anything without Facebook. Like, it's already there, right? You can't get on shit. Like, I want apps that, like, log on with Facebook.
Don't do that.
I know.
No, don't do that.
I know. I don't.
There's a choice for email.
See, and then that's the other part, right? They want me to fucking have a Google account.
No. It don't have to be Google. Just an email account. But look, though.
You know you can request your Google metadata? I'm afraid.
For what?
To know what they got on you, nigga.
They got everything on you.
They do. My boy did it. He said they got 17. They gave him 17. But they sent it to him in a file, right? You only get like 48 hours to fucking review it. And then the shit is like Mission Impossible.
I can show you how to look on your line and look at your past 30 days, past 60 days.
I seen that.
Yeah.
I seen that.
But they got everything, nigga.
But
they know where you've been.
How long? But the extensive. I think when you see how extensive it is,
I understand.
It's kind of fucking mind-blowing.
No, it's not.
It is.
I know it.
You know it because you're a motherfucking independent thinker.
Right.
You understand what's going on. I think the average person would be fucking shocked and appalled at all the information that motherfuckers know about them.
Even being vigilant. You can't hide.
You can't. Hey, we're too far past that. There's no going back. We're in this web. This web that they, the W web, we're in this bitch and we're stuck and there's no way we're getting out.
And it's so crazy with your mobile device. That motherfucker just tracks everywhere. Whether you put it in that you want to go there, you go to that bitch, your motherfucker tell you the last place that you've been on that shit.
How about this?
Google shit.
When last time you've been on the computer and got on your Wi-Fi at home? And it asks you, do you want to use your current location? Or don't even ask you anymore.
Right.
You just type something in, and it gives you the closest location to you.
Yeah.
And through Wi-Fi. So you're talking about phone. It's not even phone. It's everything.
I told you about when I got that new Fire Stick, and that bitch logged onto my network right out the box.
Right.
I'm like, hold on, motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, I don't. Yeah. I didn't tell you.
Did you log in with your name?
No,
did
I didn't.
Did you put your email address? You had to do something.
I'm trying to tell you.
No. Be honest. There were Fire Sticks that were coming, right? And the last couple Fire Sticks now, I had to log in. But there, at one point in time, motherfuckers was ordering their Fire Sticks brand new in a box that had never been opened. And for whatever reason, these bitches had their accounts already.
No, so this is the thing, right? Obviously, you bought it with your Amazon account, right? So
yeah,
they know who ordered it, right? So that's how your Amazon shit is already put in there. And maybe they've already had my obviously connected to my Wi-Fi information. They put that bitch in there.
No, if you have Prime.
Yeah.
So you've programmed that into to a computer somewhere.
My password?
Yeah.
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 But that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's just to connect to my Fire Stick.
No. Listen to what I'm saying, though. For your Prime, though. Your Prime account, when you're on your computer, you log into a Wi-Fi address. You log into an ID, whether that be Mac's house
or probably on my phone, right?
But then you also put the password in. You probably click Save Password at some point. So where you go onto Amazon now, you don't even have to log in. You click your name, it has everything there. Your username in the bottom, the password's in the little dots.
Mm-hmm.
But it's already there. You just click Sign In, it signs you in, right? So you've already told Amazon, you've prepared it to know your password, too.
But that's just for the app, though, right? Not my fucking network.
Right, but at some point, though, you had to connect that computer to that network. You see what I'm saying? The Fire Stick connects to that network.
To the network,
so they know that they got all that information.
And that's what I'm saying. And they
sent
that shit.
That's the craziest shit to me.
Because when I was ready to, you know. And
I would have to see that, though. I'd have to see it connect to your... It connected and worked?
Worked.
Yes. I've seen those.
Ready to set
and
up?
Had your name on it or had who's logging?
I've had my name on mine and I've had people that I've done there. That shit came in the box, to be honest.
J-Mac.
The people that I jailbroke, the people that I did their fire stick, and I pulled out the box.
J-Mac,
and
this I nigga told me that house. Somebody else's account popped up that he was saying they already knew he was going to jailbreak the bitch for. J-Mac, come on, man. J-Mac, they knew he was jailbreaking it for.
You were at their house.
I was at their house, and I programmed that fire stick. J-Mac,
so they knew he was about to jailbreak.
First
it.
Off, we're not in the same boat.
Okay, let's come on.
No,
man.
I'm saying I was
who
I was
ordered
tripped
the fire stick?
That.
You or them?
They ordered the shit, not me.
You gotta just
that's
ask.
What, that's what I'm saying. They say there.
You ordered the fire stick at 11:45.
So do they already have Amazon Prime? Or you're telling me that their fire stick just knew, even though they've never used Amazon before?
These people already had Amazon. They've been using Amazon before.
Have they had fire sticks before?
And I ordered the fire stick for them.
But did they have
fire
sticks?
I mean, they ordered it, and I was able to program it.
Before you got that fire stick to connect automatically, did you have another fire stick in the house with that account on it?
Yeah, I've had other fire sticks.
Okay, so see what I'm saying is there may have been some type of local network. Between fire sticks.
It's possible.
Because when I thought about it again, you were saying that you log into your Amazon account, but not your Wi-Fi through Amazon. So that separates those two.
Right.
They shouldn't connect. But if you already have a fire stick in the house, your fire stick out of the box could easily talk to that other fire stick. They're the same. They're brothers.
Right.
So like, hey, bro. What you got for a DSID? Oh, here it goes, Jimmy Mac's house.
Yeah.
Here's the password, bloop, 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 and you're good to go. That could work, and that's not scary to me. That makes sense. Now, what you're talking about, I don't know if that works. If you're at somebody's house who's never had a fire stick, and you put their fire stick in, and it says, hello, saying, Judith.
Right, and it knows the network, and it's never had a connected.
I'm saying that when you pull it out, it had that account already signed in and everything like that.
Do you have Alexa?
No, I don't fuck with that bitch. I take that back. I do when I need something. Like, I can't
find it. No, I'm talking about like the little dot. Hell little no. Echo dot.
I have the remote with her on it, though, on the Fire Stick.
I got it.
You got it?
Nah.
So that's why, another reason why yours would also work. That's a network itself.
The little thing that
the
I
dot.
Can.
Echo dot or whatever, the dot or whatever. Yeah. That can control your house and all kind of shit.
Ain't iRobot and me.
Stuff talks to that. You fuck see what I'm saying? A Fire Stick could easily talk to that.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, two Fire Sticks could probably talk to each other. That's not scary to me. That's just normal shit.
That's just all scary to me. That dots.
No, think about it. Like, do you have an Apple TV? Have you ever had one?
Yeah, you know I have.
You got the new one?
Nah, I haven't. Not
the
that
new fancy. One. All you got to do is be in a room with it, and it'll pick up off your iPhone. Do you want to use this? Be honest. Do you want to use? I just hit a button, and it logs all my shit in for me on the Apple TV.
Apple's a different game.
Yeah, but I think Amazon and Apple are right there.
As far as the network, the ecosystem type
Amazon
shit,
is not fucking around, man.
But Apple has been that. That's their. That's
I know
their,
Apple may have started it, really.
That's their claim to fame.
Apple may have opened the floodgates, but right. Amazon is not fucking around, man.
Yeah.
That Alexa shit is no joke.
Nah, it's
and
not.
Google Home is not far. If I don't even know if Google's behind them. They may be in front of them. All three of those can do pretty much anything with their
that's why I got the Google Home.
I think Google is probably because of the what it's connected to, right? The information that Google knows, right? That is different than
you think Amazon. No, but look how gangster Amazon is, right? So Google may have all your clicks, right? But Amazon knows what you spend money on and they don't bullshit.
Check this out.
They don't fuck around.
Yeah, that's true, right?
So they're about money.
But when you search in those websites, right?
On Google.
Right, you go into Google, right? Then you're asking, when you're by yourself and you don't ask no one else some shit that you want to know.
I get it. But let me tell you how Google's dumb.
Hold on, though. But we haven't even got to the fucking emails.
No, hold on.
The emails that they're all in your shit.
Yeah, they are. And they read out. That's what, hold on. Let me talk about Gmail in a second. So the reason why you know Google's a little dumb is because even after you buy the shit you've been looking online for, Google will still send you ads for you. Like, nigga, I bought this shit already. Stop sending me these ads. They don't know. Amazon knows, though, because they're like, oh, other niggas that bought this.
Yeah, you know what Amazon does, too.
But
them niggas hit you right when your shit is about to run out, too. Like,
oh, right.
Like when, if you bought some lotion or bath bomb, like, soon as your shit start getting low, that fucking shit pop up like.
Because what they've done is.
Want to rebuy?
They know how everybody else who's ordered that shit, how long did it take them to order another one?
Right.
And they just kind of guess.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, though, is Amazon, once you buy that shit, they look at everybody who bought that shit and they get a chart that cross-references everything else that that person who also bought that bought and every other person combined. Oh, they all bought this too. So they start recommending that for you. And guess what? They're fucking right. You want that too.
Yeah, have you seen
those
little...
They know you, nigga.
The little push button things they have?
Uh-uh.
So they have these little things that you could put up that are just pictures of different products. And when you run out, you just
push it.
You just push the motherfucker, and oh, it already fills an order and sets it on its way.
So anyway, yeah, that's crazy. Gmail. I don't know if you ever read. Wait, I was one of the first people with a Gmail account.
Right. Nobody reads that shit.
I was one of the first people with a Gmail account. Like, literally, it had to have been. When did I work with your ex-girlfriend? What year was that? It was the same year I met. It was the same year I met Kip. So that was.
You better know. Why are you asking him? You should have put that part in there and say you didn't know.
2004, six?
Stop fucking yourself
up. No, 2004 or something.
Yeah, 2000
or something.
Yeah, 2004.
Okay, so I had a Gmail account and then I got one then.
With the Sidekick?
No, I think I got it before I got a Sidekick.
The mogul.
But the thing is, though, is I was able to get a real dope name, exactly what I wanted, whatever. So, you know, I see a lot of people with the dots and numbers and shit on there. I didn't have none of that.
Right.
So anyway, back then, I read it because it was crazy. Basically, they were saying, even back then, that the reason this is, they called it free email, but if you read a little deeper,
right,
you recognize that it's not free. What it is that they're going to use anything that you type in a Gmail message is basically of use. And they're going to scour it. They said they're not going to read it. They're just going to look for the words. And those words get encrypted and put into a database that thinks and knows without a person actually reading it. But guess who is reading it? Motherfucking Google, the computer itself.
Right.
It's reading it and it's knowing, based off of the things you say, the word groups that you put in your emails, who you are as a person. Now, they have to probably turn it on to do something to make it do something with that information. But it's reading all that information. It knows everything about you.
They've been fucking with bots for a long time.
That's what I'm saying. It's all bot related, right? So now that's how they can send you ads. That's how they can, when you say something in an email, they know to send you that ad. Oh, he's talking about vacations. So they start sending you vacation shit on the side. They know to do that. But you guess what? You gave that away because it's not a free email.
You know what we got to do?
What?
We got to get ahead of the wave.
No way.
We got to get ahead of the wave. The wave is done.
There are no more waves,
no,
nigga.
No. There's a fucking, always a wave. You've seen a tidal wave, right?
Yeah.
What happens before the motherfucking, the tide comes in? It goes out.
Right.
Right? And fucking turns
the in. Wave already destroyed the city, nigga.
But what I'm saying is that there's the wave is the unplugging, right? That wave is coming.
Mm-mm.
Where people are going to want to, I'm telling you, B, it's going to be like, I don't want to be a part of this fucking shit.
Self-awareness.
I want to unplug. I want to be untrackable. I want to be blackout. My dad was. I want to be like my granddad
was. You're not very self-aware. The wave already hit the city, nigga. You know where we are now?
Where?
We're riding in on rafts, little floaties, looking at the city all fucked up. We're coasting in after the wave already hit. You're looking now. You're seeing a destruction. You're seeing it because it's already happened.
But what I'm saying is that water's going to dry out, and then we have to be ready for that. Mm. The water's going to. So my point is that when people want to, right, when people get tired of, once they kind of become more aware of the intrusion of their privacy or their anonymity, right? That they used to
anonymity.
Okay. Right? No,
it's not anonymity. No.
Oh. I was about to say anomaly.
It wasn't healthy.
Okay, we get it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it wasn't healthily either.
No.
But the people want to fucking not have everything that they fucking do.
This nigga is like a woman. Did you see how he did that? Did you see how this nigga did that?
What I did?
He called up some shit from like minute 40. We're an hour ahead past that shit. He wasn't healthily either.
This
nigga's like a woman. You saw how he just held that shit? All vindictive and shit?
I just heard it, nigga.
I'm just saying.
I don't.
An hour ago? That's just instant.
I don't hold it.
An hour ago.
When I heard
some shit an hour ago
when you recalled it now. When I see somebody being a hypocrite, it just snaps out of me.
Wow. But that's some.
I have instant recall.
But that's some very, very, very vengeful shit.
It's not vengeful. It's okay. It's not vengeful.
That's cool.
It's not vengeful at all.
I don't even know what you were talking about.
Exactly. It's not vengeful.
It's
just about exposing people's hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy,
right.
Wow.
Right, exactly. Wow. When motherfuckers want to be one way, but now, not another way.
But you didn't know the word at all. I know the word. I was making it sound good. There's a difference.
It didn't sound that great, though.
It did. Healthily sounds good.
It did not.
It does. That sounds good. Anomaly? Come on, man. Listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Old vindictive ass Jamie Mack, Jay Smooth, and I will be back on Friday for our premium show. If you're not a premium subscriber right now, you are wrong. If you are a premium subscriber and you haven't shared it with your friends, you're also wrong. Share this shit. Let's get this motherfucker popping like
on,
booty,
man.
As Jay Smooth says.
Hey, come on, man, because I'm ready to work for y'all.
Right, right, right. Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.